Thank you, Mr. President. In addition to the statement delivered by the EU, the Kingdom of the Netherlands would like to make the following remarks in its national capacity. The Kingdom of the Netherlands has been a staunch supporter of the Convention over the past 25 years and is proud of the progress that has been made since. According to the 23 Clearing the Mines report by Mine Action Review, great progress has been made to clear and release minefields back to local communities. Capacities in many countries have been strengthened, enabling their national programs to drive forward mine action, supported by coherent and realistic national strategies and strong national standards. Gender and diversity are being mainstreamed into mine action programming, increasingly and rightfully joined by action to integrate environmental and climate change considerations. Over the past 4 years, my delegation has been an active member of the Cooperation and Assistance Committee, together with Algeria, Japan, and the current chair, Thailand. The past year, we also served as a gender focal point. During the Netherlands presidency of the 19th MSP, we initiated the creation of the Cooperation and Assistance Fund in order to support the exchange of best practices and facilitate exchange and cooperation between mine-affected countries. We encourage other donors to also contribute to the fund. And we are pleased that Nigeria is currently exploring possibility for a study visit. In support of mine-affected countries, the Kingdom of the Netherlands makes available an amount of approximately 20 to 25 million euro annually through the Mine Action and Cluster Munitions Program and through UNMAS. In addition, it provided 20 million euro in support of mine action in Ukraine since the outbreak of the war with Russia. The Kingdom of the Netherlands intends to continue its unwavering support beyond the landmine-free 2025 target, as it is clear that there is still a long way to go to reach the objective of a mine-free world. The upcoming review conference in Cambodia next year will be an excellent opportunity to take stock of the implementation of the Oslo Action Plan and what has been achieved so far, and to identify new priorities for the future action plan. In our view, new and innovative solutions are required, not only technically, but also in approaches to enhance local ownership, improve conflict sensitivity, and promote gender equality, diversity, and inclusiveness. And we call upon the Mine Action community to be ambitious, creative, and innovative in its commitment to a mine-free world in which no one is left behind. Thank you, Mr. President.